Just turn in your Bibles to Joel chapter 3. Just firstly, before we get into that, just want to do a little bit of a recap of the last few weeks, just to bring us all up to speed so we kind of know what God is saying and what he's doing with us at the moment. I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited about what God is doing, what is about to happen, and everything that is going on. A few weeks ago, about four Sundays ago, we had a morning, I think the few days before, we'd had the staff conference where we always have in September where we just have a few days of with God and with one another. But on one of those nights, I explained what God did with me. And on that following Sunday, God spoke to us about being the position that we have in the Spirit. As individuals, as a believer, but also as a corporate body, as a people, the position that we have in the Spirit, that it's not just that we have a call from God to do certain things, but when God speaks to a church and gives a particular call and vision and purpose, then with that comes the anointing of the Holy Spirit, with that comes the favor of God, with that comes the grace of God, and everything that we need to move in the purposes of God relating to what he's called us and who he's called us to be. And some of the understanding that God gave us was that as a people, we're not just have our feet on the earth and when we pray, something happens, or we have our feet on the ground and when we do something spiritual, something happens, but it's who we are as people all the time, as kingdom people, where we walk, where we live, where we work, where we hang out, where we spend time, you're just as much, or we're just as much a kingdom person or a kingdom people moving in the dynamic of the Holy Spirit at any given time of the day or night. It's not just that we put our prayer hat on at one point and become a praying person for that particular moment. It's not that we just suddenly put on our evangelistic hat to share the gospel at some point. It's not that when we think we need to do something, we put on a spiritual hat at a certain moment to be the person we think we should be for that situation. God has called us individually and corporately 24/7 to be the people that he's called us to be. The people who stand up in the Spirit as an apostolic, prophetic people with authority from God to bind and to loose, to permit and to not permit, to release and not to release, to stand there in the Spirit to be the people of God he's called us to be in relation to our lives personally and how we work that vision out, but also corporately to do with the local area, the nation and beyond. And for me, since that night, it's just been such a revelation what prayer is all about. It's not just about praying prayers, saying words, doing something because we should do. But it's an understanding that whenever I pray, I'm standing in the Spirit. The Spirit realm recognizes me and the call that I have on my life and the position I stand. But it's the same for you. That the Spirit realm recognizes you in the Spirit. But the Spirit realm is waiting. Well, yeah, let's put it this way. The Spirit realm is aware of you and of me individually and corporately and knows the authority and the power that we have individually and corporately. And things can be determined in the Spirit, which then affect the natural, depending on what we do or don't do with what God says he wants us to be doing. And so it was just such a fresh revelation, I suppose, for me, that the position that I stand and that we stand, that you stand, in the Spirit. It was like at that moment in this vision, the bottom half of me had feet on the earth, but the top half of me was in the Spirit. It was a weird kind of thing. And all I did, I could just hear as I saw all this stuff, demonic stuff and angelic stuff in the Spirit. And as I heard God speak, I didn't question anything he said. I literally just commanded or decreed or declared whatever I heard him say. And as I did that, it was like angelic forces were unlocked and released. It was like that was the word of the Lord to go and do whatever I'd been commanded or released. And then you saw the demonic forces, they cowered because they realized that somebody, not just me, but somebody believed who they were in the Spirit, recognized and understood who they were in the Spirit, And then when they heard God say something, they acted upon it and the demons had to flee. And I don't know about you, but it just has put a resolve in me that I'm not going to take no for an answer at all in anything. Amen. It's like we've got our feet on earth, but yet at the same time, we're in the spirit. And so it was like a bit of a revelation time, wake up call. Just, and in that moment, God was saying, get prepared for next year. It's a time of harvest, time of fruitfulness. We got 3 months, 3.5 months, as it were, back then to get sorted, to get ready. Okay. And we went through some of that, which I'm going to touch on a bit later on. And then a couple of weeks ago, Pastor Colin spoke about the body. Now, he said to me after the meeting, he said, I didn't want to preach about that. He said, there were two or three other things that I was wanting to preach about and was asking the Lord about. And he said, no, he said, I want you to preach about the body, what it means to be the body of Christ. And and I was sitting there on that particular morning when he started to speak about the body. I'm thinking, what's this? You know, the last two or three weeks, God's been saying, get prepared, get ready, stand up in the spirit, da 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 da. And he's speaking about the body. What's that? And as he was speaking, it was just this understanding that if we know who we are as the body of Christ, if there's a real unity of the spirit in the body of Christ, then nothing can stand against the purposes of God. And he spoke about the body of Christ a couple of weeks ago, us as a body, but also the body of Christ. And then in God's wisdom, he knew what was going to happen last week. So we heard about the body 2 weeks ago. And then last Sunday, we saw the body in action. In terms of all the various exhibitions that were all set out and on display, it was great to walk around and just to see what is going on, what people are involved in, what God is doing, lives that are being reached or touched or changed. And it was like we heard about the body the week before, and then last week we saw the body in action, or at least what the body is doing. And I thought last Sunday was brilliant. And just to walk around and just to chat to so many people, hear what's going on. I mean, I'm obviously aware of everything going on, but some of what was going on within what is going on, I didn't know about. And it was great just to hear people say, oh, this has been happening and that's been happening and we've been doing this and God's been saying that. And it was like, man, the body, God has been stirring the body. People are actively involved. People are being released in doing stuff. I mean, if you think there was over 45 different things you can get involved in. I mean, it's not like there's two things going on and everybody's like, well, is there anything I can do? I mean, there's over 45 things that people can be involved in. I thought, man, you know, let alone starting anything new, we could be busy for the rest of our lives just doing all the stuff that is already happening. So if you're bored or you've got nothing to do, then maybe just grab that brochure that was around last week. There's some at the back and just have a flick through and see what sparks you. If there wasn't anything that was sparking last week or you weren't able to be here. But what I thought was cool was just the way in which people are so given to what God is doing, what God is saying. And as part of the preparation, last week for me, it was like God was saying, look at all the nets that you already have. Look at all the nets that are already in place for the harvest. And I want to parallel something this morning. One is what we would say are the kind of ministries or outreaches of the church, okay? Because sometimes we see those as ministries and we see other parts of our life as just what we do because that's what we do to live life. And God wants to change some of our perception of ministry just being what we would call the traditional type of ministry, which is maybe a lot of the stuff we had going on last week and on display was a lot of stuff that we do in evenings and at weekends. I know there's a lot of that was happening during the day, but one of the things God wants to help us see that where we work is just as important, just as anointed, has just as much value, is exactly where God wants us, as whether you're involved in the old people's ministry or J24/7 or the bus project or anything else that was going on, where you work during the week, you are just as anointed, just as called. God wants to prosper and give you success, both in the natural and spiritually in that environment, just as much as what we might perceive as this is more important than that. I need to be involved in one of those things to feel like I'm doing something. God wants to change that thinking if you think like that. Because in Luke chapter 5, when Jesus stepped into Peter's boat and said, just push it out so that I can teach the people. After that, he said, let's go out into the deep. Now, as I was praying about this last night, praying about this morning, God said to me, you've related that scripture in certain ways. But actually, what did I do? I walked into Peter's workplace. I walked right into his office. I walked right into where he did his daily work to earn a living. I stepped into his world, his environment. And it was part of this preparation and our expectation that God is wanting to build and develop is that God is stepping into our lives totally, not just compartments or what we might see as the church involvement of our lives, you know, or the thing I'm doing in relation to the church. Yeah, praise God, God's stepping into that. No, what God is saying is I'm stepping into your life in a fresh way, because the boat represented Peter's life, his livelihood, everything that he could then provide for his family if he was married and if he had a family at that time. Jesus didn't just step into one area of his life, he stepped into the whole of his life. And he even told him how to do his job. So you might be amazing at your job. I know that there's some of you guys in the church here. You run your own businesses. You're very high up in certain companies and you're very good at what you do. Peter was a professional. He knew what he was doing. The guy obviously earned a good living. He'd been out fishing all night, but that particular night hadn't caught anything. And Jesus, who was a carpenter, had the audacity to step into Peter's profession and say, hey, why don't you chuck your nets over the other side and see what happens? God wants to step into the area of, well, all of our life, but a particular area in the workplace in our lives that, because he wants to do something there, even though we might say, well, it's pretty difficult. I don't have much opportunity to witness because of the kind of environment it is or the policies there are at work. Or, well, I've never really seen a lot happen, so I've kind of fished all night, as it were, but haven't caught anything. It's like, as part of getting us ready, I believe that God wants us to be praying particularly into our workplaces in these next couple of months up to Christmas, particularly into our work environments relating into going into next year. It was in that work environment that Jesus turned up in Peter's life in a fresh way. It was that work environment that Jesus revealed himself in a fresh way. It was in that working environment that something happened that Peter had never seen before. See, what's God doing? God is shifting the emphasis away from our thinking of traditional ways of ministry, that we value what the church organizes and is done around the life of the church. But often we think that what we do then in our everyday lives is not as good, or it's not as spiritual, or it's not valued by God as much because we have to do it anyway. But God has gifted you and equipped you in certain ways and placed you where you are because God wants you to drop your nets on the other side. And there's something that the Holy Spirit is about to do that you haven't seen before. There's the favor of God on your life to be successful where you are in your working world. We're talking in every way. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. In every way to prosper where you are. It's good, isn't it? Now we can say, well, my workplace is hard. Well, there's no opportunity, no openings. You see, that's why God is helping us to understand what happens when we stand up in the Spirit and pray. Because when we get that, when we have that revelation of, man, it's not about how many words I pray, or I should pray, or I've got to pray, or I need to pray, you know, and hopefully through that, something will happen. It's understanding that, hang on a minute, God's called me, He's anointed me, I can stand up as a son of God in the Spirit, I can hear what God wants to do and what He wants to say in my situations, and I can begin to decree those things, declare those things, speak those things. Circumstances that seem to have the brakes on can be unlocked. Problems that seem to be mounting can be broken through. Mountains that seem to be there can be moved. Why? Not just because you stand there and say, right, I'm here now, but because in that position you hear something from God. And when you hear something from God, it ignites faith in you. And you're suddenly right, I'm going to speak to this thing in the name of Jesus. And things move, things happen. I believe God is wanting to unlock all these spheres in society, in the working world, whether it is business, whether it's media, whether it's education, all these politics, whatever areas. God has positioned people. Now, sometimes when we talk about that, we talk about people, you know, the key people being positioned in, you know, the head person or the MP or whatever. But you see, you know, God wants to place people all over the place. In all kinds of places, because somebody who believes can affect a lot more than somebody who is in a position of authority, who doesn't believe. See, wherever we go, we bring the kingdom into that situation. We take the life into that situation. I met with somebody earlier on a guy in the church. I think they're not here this weekend, they're away. But we had a meeting for about half an hour, and he just shared his heart, really, and his vision for wealth creation, but to invest in other people within the church that want to start a business or want to be entrepreneurial or have got certain things, but they need some training, some help, some resourcing in that way. And he said, look, this is what God's been talking to me about all this year. And I just want to come and talk to you some minute, see what you think and all that kind of stuff. And there's giftings in this guy, and I'm sure there is in other ones of you here, to invest in others, to help spark something, release others in those environments to, one, to create wealth for the vision and for the kingdom in different ways, but also to be a person of influence in those arenas, maybe where a lot of those people will never come anywhere near church, anywhere near something that resembles Christianity. But yet, in those places, bring in certain principles, ways of working, that completely change the whole mindset of the way people do things. Amen. You see, if God has called us to be people of influence, it's not just in the prayer room or in what we would say traditional forms of ministry where God wants that influence to be. He's talking about the everyday situations of everyday life. Amen. I think it's awesome that Jesus stepped into Peter's professional world and revealed himself there. Jesus wants to step into many people's lives that are unsaved, but he's going to do it in the workplace, in a place they least expect. Because it's not about people coming to church. It's about us taking the kingdom life to where people are. So it's about life going out to people. It's about people having the life of God in them, not about getting them to church in order for something to happen. Praise God that most people in society don't want to come anywhere near church. It is a good thing. It is, isn't it? When you think about it, it's great that people don't want to come to church. Because it means that we have to take the life. And God doesn't want people just to come to church. Because as we heard a couple of weeks ago, the body of Christ isn't, Sunday morning is not just church, is it? It's an aspect of it. But it's a gathering of people coming to praise God, meet and all that. But this isn't church on its own. Last week, what we did last week was just as much church as what we're doing now. If anything, it was more church than what we're doing now. Why? Because people were sharing life. They were hanging out with each other. People were, you know, giving testimonies and stories. Somebody gave their life to the Lord. A whole number of people got healed in the healing room, exhibition area, in one corner. I mean, lots of stuff was going on. The two guests that we had, the chairman of the council and Francis Maud, both of these guys had a great time. They really, I think particularly Francis Maud, just couldn't get his head around the fact that a church could do so many different things. You know, not just within itself, but going out into the community in different ways. And so he wants to come back. So it's great. He said to Pastor Colin, myself, at the end, he said, he was just amazed, really, at just everybody he met and the way everybody was. But he said, can I come back on another day when you have a kind of normal Sunday, but he said, you know, when you've got a meeting, I'd like to just find out more about who you are and just get to know you more as a church. So we're like, yeah, so we're going to invite him back. Is that all right? Yeah. And it'd be great, you know, because God wants to touch these people's lives. Amen. And they're just people at the end of the day, but they're in positions of influence or whatever, but they are people with the same heart, physical thing, you know, and they're just as normal as you and me are. But in certain ways, anyway, yeah. Right, let's turn to Joel chapter 3, okay? Oh, we've got there eventually. It says here in verse 9, proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weakling say, it doesn't matter whether you feel weak or not, you are strong. Because God doesn't call us on the basis of how we feel. God doesn't speak to us on the basis of how we look at ourselves. God doesn't speak to us on the basis of what we think we do or we don't have in ourselves. God says to us, you are strong. See, God's very inclusive. God's not exclusive in the way that he works. God's very inclusive because what he says is for everybody. Yes. Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. See, that's what's going on now. God is preparing us for war, not a physical war, not to be aggressive towards people, but locally, nationally, whatever level, there is a battle going on for our nation. Yes. Why is God speaking to us about standing up in the Spirit and being a people of authority? Because that's what he's called the church to be like. It's not just us, it's the church, the people of God. In any town, any city, any village, God's word is the same to every believer, to every congregation, to every situation. To stand up in the Spirit, to be the people of God that he's called us to be. And he's saying to the church at this time, prepare for war, rouse the warriors, get yourselves ready, because there's a day of reckoning coming. But also spiritually, there's a harvest and there's fruitfulness. And we all want to be, it says, let all the fighting men draw near and attack. That's every one of us. Not just a few, but every one of us. That's why he says, let the weakling say, I am strong. Because why does he stick that in there at that moment? When he's calling for the warriors, where he's calling for the men to stand up, the fighting men, to get ready, beat your plowshares into swords, change what you've used here into a weapon of warfare, a weapon of victory, and get ready to attack. Why does he say at that moment, let the weakness arm strong? Because when you're faced with something that looks bigger than you, you feel weak. When you look at something that seems beyond you, you can feel intimidated. When God leads us into something that maybe we haven't been to before, it's easy to look at that and say, whoa, what's that going to mean? And at that moment, right in the middle of that, God says, let the weakling say, I am strong. Then it says, come quickly, all you nations from every side, and assemble there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Then it talks about the nations being roused and advanced in the valley of Jehoshaphat, that there's multitudes in the valley of decision. God has called us as a people of dominion, not to dominate, because dominate controls, but a people of dominion, a people of victory, a people who rule and reign. There's lots of proverbs in the Bible that talk about kings when they rule in righteousness, that it brings freedom to the people, or it brings hope to the people, or it brings prosperity to the people, not just financially, but spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, in every way. When kings rise up and rule in righteousness, it brings the kingdom of God into their kingdom. And God is saying to us that he's called us to, as a dominion people, to rule and reign. And when God's people rule and reign, the kingdom of God comes to bring life and freedom and liberty into whatever place that we're in. And so in your workplace, God has called you to have dominion, to rule and reign. So when you walk into that place, you take the kingdom in. You take God's dominion. You take God's kingdom life into that world. Some of you may think, well, I haven't got a lot of influence. Maybe some of you have in your workplace because of the position you have. Well, wherever God's placed you, you just need to stand up in the Spirit. Hear what he's saying about your situation. Pray, decree, command, release some things into that situation, because God wants to unlock what he wants to do, not just through the traditional ministries that we think about in the church, but into the everyday situation, into the everyday workplace. Chatting to somebody a few weeks ago, said that the person who heads up all the human resources now for HSBC is born again Christian, and he's just implemented through the whole of human resources and how people are managed and cared for and everything. He's just implemented a whole new structure, which is all a biblical kind of way of running the thing within that whole company. That's good, isn't it? You know, God's got other people in all kinds of other places like that, where you could look at on the outside and say, well, that company's this, that and the other, but God's got people on the inside who are in a position to implement something through the whole company, which, and that's a multinational company, isn't it? It's great, isn't it? You see, I think some of the ways God wants to begin to influence and shape things is maybe in a different way than, see, so often we put what we call the church, this body, this thing that we think is a context that God's going to put the church in a place to do something. Well, the church is made up of believers, and you and me are believers, and God places the church, i.e. you, in an environment to bring his kingdom, maybe in a different way than we think the kingdom. You see, what we don't want to do is box God in or say, well, we're waiting for a certain thing to happen in a certain way for God to do what he's going to do. Whereas actually he's positioning people in all kinds of different places now to unlock his kingdom in a fresh way. You see, there's things going on in society where other religions and other people are positioning themselves for power and influence to control, manipulate. And we don't have to worry about what other people are doing. God's not fazed or panicked by what anybody is doing out there. God sees it all already. You know, if we understand that God is outside of time and that he looks at everything that is going on all at the same time, because he's outside of time, And so when he sees at this moment the plans of men trying to orchestrate a takeover in our nation, controlling, manipulating, whatever, he looks down on that. He has a bit of a laugh. He chuckles to himself because he laughs at the plans of men. And at those, some of these moments, he says, right. He says, now there's a body of believers there, or there's a believer there. If I just position him in there and I speak to him, he's going to believe, or she's going to believe what I say. So I only need one or two. I've only put in the word there where two agree. So I'm just going to put a couple of believers in there, and they're going to hear me. They're going to stand up in the spirit because they understand the authority they have, and they're going to begin to bind and to loose. They're going to begin to permit and not permit. They're going to begin to take authority in that place. Even though lots of people are worried about it and speaking negatively about it and, well, what happens if this is going to happen? There's a few believers that I'm just going to position right there. And that's going to cut off the plans of men. That's going to hinder the plans of men. That's going to stop the plans of men. You see, that's how God sees it. God is so massive and so awesome. He sees the plans of men as just little schemes. And so he puts us in these kind of places right now. Take authority over that. Bind that. Loose that. Unlock that. What are we doing? We're unlocking and loosing what is already unlocked and loosed in heaven so that it happens on earth. God's not panicked by anything that's going on in our nation. God's allowing certain things, but he'll never allow our nation, excuse me, to be taken over when his purposes are something else. But the church need to work with his purposes. And that's why every one of us, or probably pretty much all of us in this place, and I know in a lot of other places, are picking up this sense of what the Holy Spirit is saying, this acceleration in the Spirit, that it's time to prepare for war, to rouse the warriors, get the fighting men ready to draw near, change your plowshares, change your apathy. And church orientated stuff now into something else where we now got to go out and see some victory take place. We can't stay within the confines of our own walls anymore and say, well, praise God, it's lovely, jubbly, and everything cool is going to happen because God's prophesied it. God prophesies something so the church rises up in response to that and says, yes, God, I believe what you're saying. So whatever we need to do to get ready, change our plowshares into swords, take authority in the Spirit, see my workplace, my world, my life in a different light, that you're getting me ready because something's about to happen. And there's lots of that that people in this, believers in this country, beginning to pick up, discern in this, you know, this, we need to get ready. We need to be on the front foot. Because something's about to be cut loose from heaven on earth. You see, even in the last few weeks, we've seen a little bit in our nation where people have begun to speak out instead of being politically correct. People have been speaking out and it's caused a few ruffles and all that sort of stuff. Well, good to them. Good on them. All power to them in what they're doing. Because God's not afraid. He's not panicked. And you cannot rush God into doing something. God has his right time, even when sometimes it looks like it's gone beyond the point of no return. You know, God loves to move and work when it looks like it's gone past the point of no return. Doesn't he? Why? Because he's working with people. And he knows a lot of the time that if something happens before it's gone beyond the last moment, we always come up with reasons why it happened. Because, oh, we did this or somebody did that or that was, you know. And God never comes into the equation. And God wants to reveal himself in our nation at this time in a fresh way. And we need to pray in the way that God's telling us to pray. We need to stand in authority in the way he's telling us authority. But we're not doing anything from a place of fear. We're not doing anything from a place of panicking or reactions and that sort of stuff. We move as a people of God in accordance to what God says. We move in accordance to the obedience of the Word of God and how the Holy Spirit is leading us, not reactionary because of circumstances or situations from any other group, whoever they are, trying to influence in different ways in our nation. So this morning, you can relax and know that God's in control. As in, you don't have to fear, you don't have to worry. One thing you do need to do, and that is cut all negativity out of your speech and conversations about our nation. Oh, this or that could happen, you know. We're not those people who shrink back. We're not those people who consider all the possibilities and alternatives of, you know, well, what happens if this? What happens if that? What happens if that? It's like what we want to be speaking, because the spirit world recognizes all of the time who we are. Because God has come into our lives, we are now a person of the spirit. We're now a person of God's kingdom. So you walk around with a natural body, but you've come alive to the things of the spirit. So you're walking around in your everyday life, and it's like there's a light that is flashing out of your life in the spirit, and the spirit recognizes who you are, and what you say will either undermine the purposes of God, or it actually unlocks and releases the purposes of God. Because there isn't a compartment called prayer that says, now we're going to pray for this. There isn't a compartment called worship. Now we're going to worship and exalt and proclaim and declare. There isn't a compartment that says work. Well, now I'm in my workplace. God doesn't really come here because it's not that spiritual. It's just where I work. Everything you do is spiritual. Everything. When you sleep, you're being spiritual. When you work, you're being spiritual. When you laugh, you're being spiritual. I'm not talking about being super spiritual. Why is all this important? Because all of the time, we are who God has called us to be. All of the time. When you get in your car and you drive down the road, you're driving as a person in the spirit. Whatever you're doing, when you get in the shower, you're there as a person in the spirit. You're like, yeah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're washing your hair. Thank you, this is a day of victory today. This is a day of success today. This is a day where God's going to touch people's lives through me, even if I don't even know it. Because how many of you had at some point somebody say, I've been watching you for the last couple of months? Anybody ever had that said to them? Yeah. So we don't know. On a particular day, you might think, well, what on earth is, you know, I've had a naff day or whatever. And somebody might have been watching you for months at work. And one day they just happened to come up to you and say, can I ask you something? Why? Because you're a person of the spirit. Why? Because the kingdom is in you. Why? Because we're a people of victory, people of dominion in every situation. Amen. And so we need to see ourselves. Part of this preparation that we're going through is how we see ourselves all of the time. I know for me, what happened with me a month or so ago now, it's just affected my whole thinking and how I see myself. It doesn't mean all your struggles go out the window and you have moments of challenge or something winds you up and all that kind of thing. Or there's the way something's done around you, I think, what? You know, let's go and bless the person and talk about it, you know. It doesn't mean everything just suddenly, you know, you're floating 2 feet off the ground. But for me, my perception of who I am as a person, just walking around, driving along in the car, when I'm down in the town, if you go and visit somebody at their home, or you're going to have a meeting with somebody in some way that's not, it's not a church-related thing, but there's a meeting or something in the town with various people or whatever it might be. It's like you're not going in saying, well, I'm, you know, in an arrogant way, but you just go in knowing, right, I'm here in the spirit. I'm here on God's behalf. I'm here not just because I work with the church, but any one of us. Whatever world we're in, whatever circumstance you're in, you're there on God's behalf. Absolutely. Amen. It just changes everything. When you spend time with the Lord, it's not, oh, my quiet time, what shall I do now? It's like, right, I'm here, come on. I'm here in the Spirit, this is awesome. Thank you, Jesus, you've connected me with heaven right now. Thank you that today is going to be an awesome day. Thank you that this circumstance is going to change because I'm speaking to it right now. And I command that to change. I command that to be unlocked or whatever it might be. I mean, it just, releases you from, oh, I've got to pray, I should do this, I feel that and that. I don't know. I've had no condemnation for about a month. It's great. I mean, you can feel the enemy having a go at you, but I haven't felt like, you know, in that way. The enemy can attack you. But in terms of feeling condemned, it's like, oh, I'm not meeting the mark or not good enough. God's like, look, stuff all that lot. It's not based on how much you have prayed or how long you've prayed or how many times you've read the Bible or whether you think you've done all the stuff you're supposed to be. All the time, you're spiritual. All the time, you're the Son of God. All the a Son of God. Whoops. Yeah. Okay. A Son of God. It just changes the whole way you see yourself. When you get up in the morning, it's like it's not, oh, I better have my quiet time so I've started the day in the right way. Do you know what I mean? It's like I walk into my lounge and I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. This is going to be awesome today. It's going to be great. I feel half knackered half the time, probably like you guys do. You know, when you get up in the morning, you don't feel like everything's hunky-dory. You feel like, I want to get back into bed. I feel like another hour's kip. You know, today I've got this and that happening, hallelujah, you know. But at the same time, you're like, right, thank you, Jesus, that today I'm in charge of my day. What's going to be happening? Let's all stand up, shall we? Come on. We've got 5 minutes till we're supposed to finish. Are you in charge?
Yes.
Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. Stand up in the spirit. Why, this in some ways is a bit similar to what we were talking about a few weeks ago, but God's like, I want everybody to be living in what he's saying. He's wanting all of us to live in it. So often we can, over a period of time, we can have one Sunday after the other where God speaks to us, but then we don't necessarily apply all this stuff. And every week, you know, for me, every week, I'm like, okay, God, what do you want to say this week? And what do you want to do? You always, in some ways, feel like you've got to come up with something and put it in a way that people haven't heard it before. Maybe if anybody wants to have a go and you preach for, say, 4 weeks in a row, see how you get on. It's quite interesting because you're like, yeah, but they've heard that before, or we've put it in that way before, or we've preached on that before. And the Holy Spirit's saying, oh, shut up and just get on with it. But we want to live in what God is talking about now. Part of the preparation isn't just that in the prayer meetings we stand up and go, right, we're going to pray in this way. But every day of our lives, how you see yourself at this time, that you are a person of the Spirit. You stand up in the Spirit. You go to work in the Spirit. You come home in the Spirit. You with your family in the Spirit. When you go shopping, you're in the Spirit. When you do DIY, you're in the Spirit. I have to be. When you go shopping, particularly for the blokes, it has to be in the Spirit. Amen. The women often go shopping in the flesh, but we can pray for them anyway. Well, they go there physically, but they're in the Spirit, of course. Amen. Women love the spirit of shopping. So, right, let's pray. Come on. I want you to speak over your life right now. Just say, I am not weak, but I am strong. Speak over your life right now that I'm a person of victory, not despair, not defeat, but I'm a person who overcomes. I'm a person of dominion. God has called me. Just declare over your life, I'm a son of God. I have authority as a son of God to stand in the Spirit as a person of the Spirit. In my workplace, I stand there as a person of dominion, a person of the kingdom. Just thank him right now that God values where you work, your office, your workplace, wherever it is, that God is there. His kingdom is there because you're there. It's a place that he values because you're there and other people are there. Father, I thank you this morning. for a warring people, warriors rising up in this place who understand their place in the Spirit as sons of God, that we stand humbly with authority to take dominion, to release and to unlock your purposes in every situation of our lives. Father, I thank you that your power is present to heal the sick. When you're at work, the power of God is present to meet people's needs. Father, I thank you that your power is present to speak words of wisdom and life. And Father, I thank you that so often when we don't even realize it, people are watching, taking note. Because there's a moment when they want to know something. They want to ask a question. For some, there might be a moment of panic in their life. Or a moment in their life where crisis. But they know who to turn to because they know that guy in my office, that guy at work, he knows God. He's got to have something to say. He's going to have an answer. He can help me. Father, I thank you. You've anointed every person for the life you've called them to. Thank you, Jesus. I just want, if you've got your own business, okay, if you run your own business, I'd like you just to put one of your hands up now. If you run your own business in some way, just keep your hands up. I want people around them, just quickly gather around them. I want you to lay hands on them, okay? If you run your own business, or you're entrepreneurial, or you're running several businesses, or you're part of a team of people that run a business, you're a director or whatever in those positions where you are directing that company, just raise one of your hands, gather around them. I want you to lay hands on them. Put your hand on their head. We're just going to pray right now for a fresh anointing to come upon them. This doesn't mean we're just praying for these guys, but I just felt God say, I want you to pray this morning for everybody who's running a business or is in the directorship of a business, because I want to just unlock something afresh through that whole thing into other people's lives. So just lay hands on them right now. Just pray in the Spirit for a couple of moments. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray right now for every one of these men and women. And as Jesus, you stepped into Peter's world, into his business life, into the whole of his life, but into his business, and you spoke to him to do something, and as he obeyed, something was just unlocked and released in a way that he hadn't seen before. And Father, I thank you right now that you step into every one of these lives in Jesus' name. That you speak into these people's lives. You unlock your purpose in a fresh way. Father, I thank you. You're about to unlock through them, through their companies, through what they're doing, a fruitfulness both in their work, in their business, in terms of accounts, in terms of contracts, in terms of influence with people, in terms of lives being touched. In every sphere, at every level of their business and work, we just speak that abundance. We speak that overflow. We speak that breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that even this week, there's going to be meetings, contacts, contracts, things that are closed and sealed, deals that are going to be done. But also, Father, I thank you, you're going to bring other companies and other people into their lives that are another level up from where these guys are in terms of business terms. And you're going to promote these people and their business into new realms of influence and prosperity in every way. Father, we just declare that right now over every one of these businesses. In Jesus' name, that there'll be increase, there'll be abundance. And Father, I thank you for the wisdom to go with it. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord. Just thank him right now. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just take a seat. Amen. You know, you're a priest all of the time, not just when you worship God, But what does a priest do? A priest worships God, ministers to God, but then he also ministers to other people. And that's not just this setting, me ministering in some way, but it's every one of us in our lives. We're the priesthood of the believers. And wherever you are, you're a priest. You represent God. You minister something of his life by the way you are in the situations you are. Praise God. So live from that place this week. Be bold, be confident this week in your life and what God's called you to. Amen. Have we got... Helena, do you want to just come up?